And a good morning. Time for a check of sports here on Albert Lea Radio. From the American Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Warm. American Legion Baseball Substate 1 opening round action last night. Albert Lea's got a long road to go if they want to get to the state tournament. Number 3 seed Austin beats the number 6 seed Albert Lea 8-1. Albert Lea will now play an elimination game on Thursday against Stuartville at 1 o'clock at Markeson Park in Austin. Albert Lea now has to win 6 games in a row to advance to state. Again, Austin beats Albert Lea 8-1. In baseball today, Substate 2 final. Good luck to Northwood Kensett. The Vikings will face Key at 7 in Charles City. Winner goes to state. Vikings are 14-14. Key is 32-9. Northwood Kensett, they're looking for their first ever trip to the state tournament. Again, Northwood Kensett against Key. That game in Charles City starting at 7. The Minnesota Twins were close to getting a doubleheader sweep against the first place White Sox yesterday. The Twins won in 8 innings in game 1, 3-2. White Sox with a walk-off 3-run homer in the bottom of the 7th. Chicago takes game 2, 5-3. Same two teams tonight right here on Kate. 6:30 your pregame. First pitch at 7:10. The Phoenix Suns say they are not feeling sorry for themselves after squandering a 2-0 lead in the NBA Finals and moving within one game of elimination. They realize they're still 2 wins away from capturing the first league title in franchise history. Phoenix coach Monty Williams says the Suns are showing the same spirit that helped them get this far in their first playoff appearance since 2010. Now, the Suns have lost 3 straight to Milwaukee. Bucks will host game 6 tonight with a chance to close out the finals. Tip-off in Milwaukee is at 8 o'clock. New York Mets manager Luis Rojas has been suspended for 2 games and fined for excessive arguing with umpires. Now, Rojas's outburst followed a bizarre play at Pittsburgh on Sunday. He started his suspension last night at Cincinnati. Now, the argument followed a misplay by Mets starter Taijuan Walker that allowed the Pirates to score 3 runs. Walker swatted a ball that he thought was foul, but it was called fair and no Mets players retrieved it. Rojas says he believes the ball was foul. Spain power forward Juancho Hernan Gomez, who was ruled out of the Tokyo Games earlier this month because of a left shoulder injury, has made the team's Olympic roster after all. Hernan Gomez plays in the NBA for the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Spanish Federation had said he would need significant time to recover from a dislocated left shoulder. Now, Hernan Gomez got hurt in an exhibition game against France on July 8th, but when Spain revealed its Olympic roster yesterday, he made the cut. It's a clear sign that the national team believes he will be able to play in Tokyo. An alternate on the U.S. women's gymnastics team has tested positive for COVID-19 in an Olympic training camp in Japan. Kara Eaker's coach says she tested positive after being vaccinated against the coronavirus 2 months ago. Eaker and fellow alternate Leanne Wong have been placed in isolation. The positive test was the latest in a growing line of daily reports of athletes and others testing positive at the pandemic-delayed Olympics. The games are set to open Friday with a state of emergency in force in Tokyo. That means almost all venues will be without any fans as new cases rise in the capital. Michael Phelps will be part of NBC's Olympic coverage as a correspondent and swimming commentator. Now, Phelps will call selected swimming events with Dan Hicks and Rowdy Gaines and contribute features as a correspondent during primetime coverage. Now, Phelps won the most medals and gold medals in Olympic history, swimming in 5 games from 2000 to 2016. ESPN has finally landed Peyton Manning as a Monday Night Football commentator. Walt Disney Company announced on Monday a partnership with Manning and his Omaha Productions Company, in which Peyton and Eli Manning will be part of a Monday Night Football megacast for 10 games a year for the next 3 seasons. And a Nashville Predators prospect has come out as gay. Luke Prokop posted on Twitter he is no longer scared to hide who he is. The 19-year-old Canadian was a 3rd-round pick in the 2020 draft last fall. He is set to attend his first NHL camp after playing junior hockey last season in the Western Hockey League. Again, the Albert Lea Legion baseball team, they got beat by Austin yesterday by the score of 8-1. At Northwood Kensett, we wish them the best of luck against Key tonight as they look to get to their first ever state tournament. From the Americana Insurance Press Box, for Kate Radio Sports, I'm Aaron Worm.